Hello, my name is Roxanne Butterfly. I am the artistic director of Roxanne Butterfly's World Beats, a tap dance group that fuses tap with North African music, and I'm very happy to say hello to the listeners of World Tracks from the wonderful city of Fez, Morocco.
Yes, a warm North African greeting to World Tracks listeners from the former Moroccan capital of Fez. That's where I caught up with our two artists of the day, the tap dancer Roxanne Butterfly and a Spanish flamenco singer with a voice like this. The stunning voice of Esperanza Fernandez, who opened the 12th edition of the World Sacred Music Festival in June. The theme this year was harmony. That's a subject Fernandez is more than familiar with, since Yehudi Menuhin invited her to be part of the Voices for Peace concerts in 1997. We'll be returning to the 40-year-old singer later on. But first to the equally imposing figure of Roxanne Butterfly Semadeni. This tap dancer from southern France is the daughter of a Frenchman and a Moroccan woman from the city of Meknès. Roxanne has been bewitched by this American-born discipline since she was 9 years old. That's when she met African-American tap dancers Bunny Briggs and Jimmy Slide. Since then, Roxanne has spent 15 years at the heart of the tap dancing world in New York. On the eve of her return to France, we met in the stunning Casbah restaurant. That's opposite the famous Bab Bouzelout gate to the Fez Medina. And it's where the 36-year-old first gave me a quick recap of where this percussive discipline comes from.
Well, first of all, tap dancing is an art form that was born on the American soil and that was born out of the African-American slave community. So even though this is a part of the history that has been detoured and partly forgotten, it is very interesting for me to bring this art form back to the African continent of which it comes from, even though it's changed and transformed itself drastically over the years. And to do so by mixing the way back towards Africa via my own experience as a Mediterranean. I was born in the south of France. My mother was born in the city of Meknès. And I have always been very attracted to the music of the Mediterraneans. I feel strongly in my identity, which is mixed now, being the fact that I am also an American, about the connection with Mediterranean music. And growing up in my neighborhood in the south of France, I was exposed to a lot of Arabic sounds. My first memory when I miss home is the voice of Kalthoum, which I heard for many, many years being played on the recording machines of my neighbors in the stores, on the market, and so forth.
It was a trip here in December of 2004 in the desert to the south of us, an oasis near Zagoura, which really decided you on plunging into this djellaba groove. Tell us a bit about this mystical experience.
Well, I mean, that's what you said. It's the desert is a very spiritual place. And I came to a point in my life to where I needed to create space for my soul, which felt very, very oppressed in the urban concrete environment of a city like New York, which has changed over the years. The community of artists has really suffered, I think, by the political, economical changes, even before September 11. As a result, we're struggling to create space to dance. There's a lot of clubs who are actually closing down. Dancing is prohibited in many of the music clubs. And also space within the music. People don't really play tap as an instrument. They don't really use live music anymore. They go for what's cheaper and what's more commercial and fast and technical. It's all in the performance. And the generation of artists that I learned from, who were a generation of stylists, has gone. So I found myself in a place where I needed to redefine my own space, which is living space, artistic space, and spiritual space.
Memories of ancient time buried deep in my soul and which echo today still all the way into my chest.
And all of a sudden, I find myself in total emptiness with nothing between myself, my soul, and the world beside this infinite landscape of sand and then the stars. And that actually was on Christmas night, which was very, very spiritual. And I was sitting on a dune by myself, wondering what I could do with my knowledge. I realized that the only place where I really felt at home was the artist community, which makes my family. I decided that I no longer wanted to be imposed to choose one identity. I just wanted to assume all the different parts that make me be who I am. That is being French, that is being Swiss, that is being Italian, that is being American, that is being a jazz person, a tap dancer, that is being a woman, and also somebody who is indirectly strongly connected with the Moroccan culture through the way I was raised, my childhood, and what my mother has told me of Morocco. So Djellaba Groove came out as the perfect vehicle, the perfect mediator to become all of these things and to invite in my creative space people who also are living that dilemma of being of mixed identity. I am not to be defined by the place where I first saw the light. I am to be defined by all the places where I lived and the people that I love. I will not choose one identity upon the other. Choosing one is killing the other, and I want to live full time. There's no sense for me to just be another tap dancer who can fit in that many notes to a stop chorus on a Duke Ellington's A train. I am not a black American man in my 60s, so I had to find a way to really bring something new to this art form. And by using North African music, there's a lot of rhythms that are in seven, which we don't do at all in tap. And also the first beat of the phrase is not necessarily marked. So as a tap dancer, it's very interesting because it really makes me redefine my dance space within that other style of music and find new kinetic, new gesture, create silence, stop being into this format of delivering so many beats, and also opening space for the expression of the other who is going to play along and not behind as an accompanist. So it really is about creating space as a mediator, as something that can carry a message that is, you know, more than just being technical.
Based in Toulon, your hometown, which is on this Mediterranean facade facing Algeria, and you have very much an outlook that goes beyond your homeland of France, more because it seems that they're turning their back on tap dancing, and you've tried to knock on that door, it hasn't opened.
No, I think France is amazing in terms of what it does for its own artists. But at the same time, I'm not its own artist because I had to go away to get the knowledge that I have. And there are a lot of references that are really necessary to understand the art form of tap that are drastically missing in France.
And that explains, anyway, your exile to the United States for several years. Now you've returned with that knowledge, and yet it's still not so easy.
No, but I think it's partly because the world is being compartmentalized in so many areas, and one of the areas is that the music community is completely separate from the dance community. And the dilemma of a tap dancer is that we're musicians and we're dancers at the same time. So the reasons why it's difficult to import tap to France is that the tap dance that they know has been represented by just a very small dance community, which only take on tap is the comédie musicale, the Broadway musicals and all that stuff, which has nothing to do with what socially is happening now.
Thankfully, though, the international community has been more flexible in its programming for you.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, I've been working in Israel. I did a very interesting concert there that was gathering Palestinians and Israelis and Americans. I've done productions in Guinea, in Conakry, at the French-Guinean Cultural Center there, a project that deals with excision. At the same time, I do, like, you know, straight up spangalang, as we call them, big band work. Like, I've done the Duke Ellington Sacred Concert. I've done the stuff with the Indianapolis Symphony Orchestra. And then, you know, I get together with really experimental music artists like Stanley Jordan, and I join them on their gigs for like a whole week at the Jazz Alley in Seattle. And then I'm ending up in Korea with these Seoul orchestras. I mean, it's just tap dancing is a crossbred art form by essence. It came out of a mix. It's the, you know, the Africans encountering the American land and trying to survive while conserving their identity as a people. So it has within itself the perfect seeds for fusion.
Roxane Butterfly, thank you very much.
You're very welcome. Merci. Shukran.
Shukran, the Moroccan thank you closing that exchange with Roxane Butterfly. Roxane has since performed at the New York Summer Stage in the Big Apple. She has the rare privilege of being the only woman ever to win a Bessie Award. Now Roxane is opening up new horizons in France, but you can get a glimpse of her work on the website worldbeats.free.fr.